All right, everybody. This is Craig Smith, and I am part of the Cajun group only because I'm saying that. I'm not technically, but I'm hoping one day they will let me into this incredible Cajun group. And to all you folks in Oregon and Austin and all across the country, or people throughout Canada on this call, Wisconsin, which Ann and I are going to be up there on March 14th. We can't wait to see you guys, and up in Minnesota. And this is our Monday night call. Every Monday night at this time, we connect as part of this incredible community of people sharing hope and making a difference in people's lives with our incredible products, but also with our incredible social business. And this is a great way to really plug in for the week, to kick off your week strong, to be part of this community, and really learn and hear from others. And tonight we've got an incredible call with somebody that actually Ann and I have known for, man, I mean, just, I don't know, Kathy, it might be about 110 years now. But we've known each other for a long time, at least 15 to 20 years. I think we're probably pushing 20-plus years for sure. And it's just such an honor to introduce this person tonight. She's got some great people on her team this evening. But I will tell you, as you're listening tonight, one of the things you want to plug into is really understanding on these weekly calls, plugging into these calls, you also get to hear not only some great tips and understanding and things that you can apply into your business, but also really – it helps you plug into what the company's doing and knowing why the company does certain things is designed to help us grow our business. And I'm sure tonight you're going to hear a little bit about this, but the company has an incredible concept going on right now. Of course, we've got our big event in Impact in Dallas. What Sam Caster's doing to take this company around the globe, massive things are about to happen. Ann and I, we just had a chance to spend a bunch of time with Sam. We are on the verge of doing something so fantastic around this globe. So, one, you want to be in Dallas. You want to make sure you're signed up for that event. And Kathy and they'll talk about belief around being there and the impact that has. But the other thing is they've got incredible incentives going on right now that can get you into this and this exciting event at Sam Caster's home in Dallas and all these other awards, so much to the point they'll even cover your hotel room and hotel costs. So, but to when the company puts these incentives, they're for us to go for, to have this opportunity, to get this opportunity to not only get the rewards, but it's designed to spark your business. They don't just put up randomly. There's a real thinking around it. And what they've done is they've created the most incredible concept called the 2020 Blitz, the POPS Blitz. Ann and I have started our own 2020, and that's talking to 20 people in 20 days, sharing 20 POPS, which starts 20 conversations. And if you do this, remember, you're nourishing 20 children over that time frame. Today, we actually did 5, and it was amazing how easy it was to start the conversation, and every one of those conversations led to the much bigger picture of giving them POP, showing them that this POP is not only eradicating global childhood malnutrition, it's literally making a difference in the world with the biggest health issue, with gut health, but it started then the conversation so I could share a video, I put them in the app, and it created this incredible excitement with 5 people are fully in the loop with us today. 3 of them are super excited already to start buying products. 2 of them want to know about the whole picture, about the opportunity behind it. So it's such a great thing that the company's got going on. But to leverage all of these, you have to have your belief dialed in. And there's no better person I know who can talk about that than Miss Kathy Doman. And Kathy comes with a really unique background. She comes from a corporate executive world. She was at the corporate level, at a vice president level of one of Canada's largest banks, could be Canada's largest bank. So she has that real kind of traditional corporate world, fell in love with network marketing, transformed her life, and now has built a phenomenal business with Evolve, and has just impacted so many lives around the world with not only their health, but of course with the social impact of what we have. So Kathy, I know I can't wait to take notes and hear what you guys have to say tonight. I'm going to pass it over to you and introduce you to a whole bunch of people all across the country and the Cajun group. So, Kathy, have fun tonight.
Well, hello, everybody across the country, actually 2 countries, and the Cajun group. I'm excited to be on this call tonight, and thank you for a great introduction, Craig. As always, you fill it with humor and fun, and you're just so gracious in your comments. So thank you for that. I'm excited. You know, first of all, I want to congratulate everybody, all of us. You know, I mean, hats off to everybody. We've exceeded 23 million servings, and we're really just getting started. And, you know, that's an incredible impact that we're making. These Hope Pops are going to triple those numbers in short time frames. I'm just convinced of it because it is such an easy conversation. It's fun. Anyway, I'm really excited about where we're at this week. Don't forget, it's the last week for the Reboot Your Life promotion. So here's a great opportunity for you to be reaching out to your customers, to people that you know, and really share the benefits of what we have in that Reboot kit, because it's great value. I mean, the Reboot kit includes two bags of the Hope Pops for your customer. And it's an easy conversation. I upgraded a customer today to a social business partner for a couple of reasons. And A, I'm going to be talking about belief, but I totally believe that the Reboot kit is the right thing for her at the right time. But also, she's been we're coming up to tax time, and she's been complaining about taxes. She works for a law firm. And for those of you that are on salaries, the benefits of a home-based business are so incredibly strong. It's enough for them to make a decision to get on board, earn some extra income, but also take advantage of the tax advantages. So it's tax season coming up. That's foremost on people's mind. It was an easy decision for her to upgrade, and she's come in with a Reboot kit. So have those conversations. Have the belief behind you that what we have are offering solutions for people more than anything, and not just a product perspective, but the complete perspective. You know, take a look at where they're at, really get to understand where they're at in their life, and you're going to be able to speak with conviction. And it's interesting, you know, when I was thinking about the topic for tonight's call, I looked up in the Webster Dictionary, and to believe is to really accept something is true, genuine, or real. And so when we talk about the four areas of belief that you must have an unshakable belief in, is first of all, our company. It's to accept the company, the values, the success, where we're going, the vision as true, genuine, or real. And I really want you to think about that and take a time to just write down from 1 to 5, seriously, honestly, where are you at with your belief level? 5 is unshakable. You are absolutely convicted, knowing that we are about to explode with our global expansion, with the product development that continues to impress us. So where are you at with that? It also means to have a firm conviction as to the goodness, efficacy, or ability of something. So when you're rating your belief level of the company, 1 to 5, where's your belief? If it's not 5, then you really must be at impact, because that's where your belief level is going to soar through the roof. You're going to meet the leaders. You're going to find out the vision. You're going to really connect with where it is that we're going, and you're going to be a part of history. We're going to have later on in the call tonight a gal that her belief level, she hadn't been to an event, and she went to Cancun, and her belief level went through the roof. She's going to be talking about what happened as a result of that and building that belief level very quickly, what happened to her business. So the belief level is really, really important. The next area is products. You must have an unshakable belief in our products, what they do, how they work, the stories, the testimonies. I mean, stories sell, guys, and we've got so many stories on the Hope Revolution Facebook page. You hear them at all the events. Really, if you haven't had a product experience yet, share other people's. Really start to feel the impact that our products have. We really have something unique with the Ace Manon, and it's in every product that we have. So where are you at with your belief level in the products? If it's not at 5, then you need to be doing some research, talking to your coach, your sponsor, find out which videos you need to connect with. Where is it that you're holding back in your doubt, whatever it might be? Because if it's not a 5, then it's not unshakable. The next category, so 1 to 5, where are you at with that? The next one is the network marketing industry alone. This, I'll be honest with you, was my weak point when I first got involved. As Craig said, I was vice president, ran 16 branches here in Vancouver. I really didn't view, I didn't understand the network marketing industry. I really had no idea. I really in my belief level was I thought it was for people who couldn't get a job. I really knew nothing about it. But I also had a I know that something is good. I also knew that I did know nothing about it. So I did my own research. I got some books. I looked at the stats. I looked at, you know, the World Direct Selling Organization. Do you know that the direct retail sales industry does $35.4 billion a year? $35.4 billion a year of moving products. It's the most efficient way. Get your head wrapped around that. There are 5.2 million part-time direct sellers just in the U.S. alone. That's just the U.S. That's not a global figure. So there's a lot of people that believe in what they're doing. They see what's there. So whatever is stopping you in not believing in network marketing, you must break through that. And for me, it meant reading and understanding the industry, understanding what my false beliefs were, that I thought I was making money off of people, so I felt uncomfortable with that. So become aware of what thoughts you're thinking, because it's going to stop you with your conviction in sharing the opportunity that we have. So really nail down your belief. Be honest with yourself. I was probably at a negative one when I got started in this industry, I leveraged my coach. I just studied, like I said, till I built my belief up to an unshakable level of 5. The next category is yourself, and this is where, again, a lot of people will self-sabotage themselves. They get excited, but then they don't believe that they can have success in this. They don't believe that they've got the ability to talk with people. They don't believe that they can share this and be respected. Whatever it is, you've got to work on that, but recognize, first of all, what's stalling you? What is your belief? And then get the help. Talk to your coach. What do you need to do? What do you need to study? There's all kinds of people that I would recommend, books to read, et cetera. So just talk to the person that brought you in, or talk to your upline ambassador and find out, okay, I've got to work on my own belief that I can do this and that I'm worthy of this. Because if you're not, then you're always going to be timid, and it's going to come across without conviction, without that posture that you need to attract the people that you want in your business. So those four areas are critical to have the success that you want. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the call tonight. So really, really work on that. And, you know, it's funny because when I was planning the topic of this call, I didn't realize that it would fall on the exact same day that 10 years ago Vancouver hosted the Vancouver Olympics in 2010. So today is the 10th anniversary. And the whole mantra for that Olympic event was, I believe. Canada had never won medals at any of the games that they hosted before, and in 2010 it was the song that went with the theme song that went with the Olympics was called I Believe, and Canada broke a record, as a matter of fact, broke a record amongst all host countries and won the most gold medals that year. And it was the belief, it was the conviction, and I mean the whole city rallied around those athletes that rallied around each other, and it was the belief level that took them to the heights that they did. So it's kind of interesting that it's, you know, this is the topic that fell on the same day that Vancouver Olympics started. So enough about me going on. I really want to bring on the team, though, because they're going to talk about belief. They're going to talk about experiences, what they're doing that's working well, and going to share their stories about what's built their belief on the products, and share their stories on what's built their belief in the company, et cetera. So I'm going to turn it over to Marcy Schachter. She's a 40K here in Vancouver. I've known Marcy also for, gosh, I don't know how, probably as long as I've known you, Craig, like 20 years or so, or maybe even more. I know her and her husband really, really well. They're just amazing people. She has had more careers in her life than there are pages in War and Peace. She's done so many different things. She's so talented. She's crazy. But she's also an incredible person. She really has a huge heart. And I'm going to turn it over to you now, Marcy. Take it over, and then you can introduce Melissa and Randy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Are you there, Marcy?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great.
Oh, sorry, I muted everybody, but you can hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I didn't mean to mute everybody. So yes, thank you for that great introduction. And I have had many careers because I'm a writer and I like to observe different things in life and have something to write about. It sort of feeds that part. Anyway, talking about belief, I'm wearing this little wristband that Deborah McDonald gave our team when we were in Cancun, and on it, it just says believe. And I'm wearing it every day. It's sort of my anchor, like Tony Robbins talks about. Whenever I look at this, it reminds me that whatever I might be doubting, you know, quit that. So I'm going to introduce the two gals that came with us to Cancun shortly, but before I do that, I just wanted to say that for those of you that might be new to the industry, unlike Kathy Dolman, I did understand the industry, and I knew lots of people in it, and I just didn't like them. I really had an opinion about them being too pushy and forcing their, you know, exciting, you know, enthusiastic responses to products that I just didn't care about. I didn't understand why they were so determined to get me into their business. And, you know, I knew I was a great salesperson, but I already had a business. And I kept saying, I'm not interested, I'm too busy. When I finally did open my mind up, what I saw was opportunity to really, you know, for the first time in my life, actually not work so hard, if you can think of it as, you know, leveraging time, which before in my previous business, I felt like I had to do everything myself. I had to do everything from marketing, enrollment, advertising, promotions, training, recruiting, hiring, and I was burning out. So I knew there was going to be a time in my life where I could no longer do that, and I had to figure something else out. And along comes network marketing with an incredible infrastructure, a turnkey operation, a mini franchise, whatever you want to call it, where if you can just teach a few people to teach a few people to teach a few people, you can build an army. And so eventually I came to love it, and it was people like Eric Worre and John Kalinch years ago, Sonia Stringer, you, Kathy and Bernie, you know, the Trey Whites, the Brent Hicks. These people helped me to see the validity of this model and why we needed to get past any stuck feelings we had about we're pushing people. We're never pushing. We're inviting and we're lifting people up. And when you don't have belief, I used to borrow other people's belief, especially when you're new. If you don't believe in the products, you don't believe in yourself, or you don't believe in the compensation, you don't believe in the industry, you need to borrow other people's belief until yours is as strong as theirs and leverage that. So as an example, before Cancun, I remember Heidi Kerman and Randy both pushing really hard to earn that trip. And I remember Heidi saying, I don't know if I can do this. And I said, absolutely. Without a doubt, you can do this. And it's important that as leaders, we pass that along to people, that no matter how far you are from that goal, anything is possible when you set your mind to it. And I've earned every trip but one since I joined Evolve because I'm very motivated when there's a contest. I'm competitive. I want to be there. I don't want to miss out on anything. So I know that anyone can do that. Anyone can earn this next highest tier incentive for impact. You just have to put pedal to the metal and stop doubting that it can happen because it's all up to us. So with the two gals coming to Cancun, Melissa from New York and Randy here in Vancouver, and of course Heidi as well from New Hampshire, I think, you know, I'm going to let them share their story, but I visually saw that belief change over time. And I know that when Melissa came back, she went 2K within a couple of days of having returned. So getting to the events is, I would say, about 90% of this, because we're not an island in this business. We work as a team, And when you meet other people, whether they be cross-line, like Carrie Beaupre Skinner, was amazing talking to my team. And thank you, Carrie, for, you know, passing along your belief. So that's what we do in this company. We help each other. We lift each other up. So I'm going to introduce some. Randy, I think, should jump on first because you introduced your sister, Melissa, and share some of what has transpired for you in terms of building belief in the products, the company, the mission, and I know you're excited. So I'll let Randy jump in. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, great.
I can hear.
Well, thank you, and hello to all of the people that I have now met in Vancouver, Nashville, and Cancun. And I'm Canadian, so I can say I'm a believer, but really I wanted to speak about the connection of belief and passion, because that is what is the big motivator for me. I am a super busy person. I take on a lot of causes, a lot of professional work. I work around the world. And this was the last thing that I thought that I would ever do. And in fact, Marcy had introduced me to this company several years ago, and I was not ready. It wasn't my time. But what I did end up having was the incentive that Sam Castor was coming to Seattle, and not for myself, but for my family. I had pressing issues that I thought perhaps Sam had some answers for. And so I decided to go down to Seattle and to listen to him. And I went with my daughter, and it was a life-changing moment, not because it got either of them immediately into the products. It caused a change in my belief system, and it motivated me. And I noticed, and I think this is the most important thing that I'll say to anybody, is when you're introducing this product, especially with Ace Manon and Immune, the most important thing is to tell people that you can't promise them that they're going to get the result that they want, that Ace Manon works to give you the result that you need, and that's very different. And that's what happened to me. I had a want, and it wasn't even for myself, but it changed my metabolism, and I lost about 22 pounds and about 14 inches, and I was shocked, but it really forced me into becoming part of this, because the people who saw me said, I don't care, whatever you're doing, I want to do the same thing. And I didn't think I had the time, I didn't think I had the desire, but it was like an immovable force that was pushing on me that said, you have to do this. And I believe that the universe has messages if we listen. And if we listen to what's possibility rather than probability, that the world opens for you, and it really helps to direct. And so for me, that was really key. Professionally, basically, I am a storyteller. I'm in the travel industry, and I'm a writer, and I work with nonprofits and other kinds of organizations. And what happened was soon I couldn't ignore the stories. It was my daughter, my friends, my own results, you know, and my biggest determination was to get my sister, Melissa, to hear Dr. Renee Herte's talk, because the first thing she talked about was how she, at 19 years old, invented the first immunotherapy for a condition that my brother-in-law had. And I just got goosebumps, and she didn't want to listen to me. But I kept saying, you've got to listen to this. And when I was literally in New York, we were in the car going to our parents' grave site, and I said, you're going to listen to this. And the minute she heard Renee speak, she said, all right, I'm going to let Lenny decide. And, you know, and that was it. So people have to be ready. You know, don't be impatient. because the need is going to be there. It's either it might not be the right time and it may never be the right time. It doesn't matter because, like they said, what we are doing is we're offering people an opportunity, and then sometimes it's actually a lifeline. And so I think that that's really what's important. I have one friend who was one of my first people who has a lot of issues. She had back surgery. Nobody wanted to perform her back surgery, but one doctor in L.A., and she's been taking the products and having great results for inflammation in her body from chronic conditions and a number of other things. Before she went and had her surgery, her husband called me and said, Brenda wants you to know that she can tell that she's not been allowed to take this for 10 days. And when she came out of surgery, the first thing that she said was, can I go back now to taking what I was taking? And the result was she was able to leave California a week early because she had such a good recovery. And she was walking around in her apartment, and her blood work for all the other things, like my daughter, perfect, in range of things that were totally out of control. So I'm going to pass it on to let my sister tell the rest of the story and how, literally kicking and screaming, she also became a believer. And I took her to Cancun. So that was a really important part. I said, you have to come with me, and you need to hear from other people besides myself. And Missy will tell you her, Melissa will tell you her story.
Hi, everybody. I am Melissa, and I am from New York, and I guess I am too. My sister brought to me and my husband the Evolve products, and I basically said, no, no, no. I don't want to try supplements. It's not going to help, blah, 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 the whole thing. And my husband was suffering from a condition in his feet of nerve damage that was causing him terrible sharpshooting pains and tingling. And my sister was saying, oh, you got to try the Limitless. It's anti-inflammatory. It should help. It's wonderful. So many people are doing great on it. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. It's not really that. And then she made me listen to this video. Our doctor advised us that we were going to start some new treatments, which included immunotherapy. And I realized that a strong immune system would be really important. And my sister got me to believe because she played me Dr. Renee Hertay's talk from last year's Evolve event. And she just hit the right button for me and made me believe in giving it a try. And in that trying, I came to understand that it's real. Very real. So we're very grateful for Evolve products and what they do to help with all of the issues that we feel in our body and to make us feel better faster and to understand that our immune system is talking to our entire body. And if we have a strong immune system, everything else sort of follows suit. And what we thought we were going to have to do for immunotherapy is not happening right now. So we're really grateful for these products. They've basically been miraculous for us and helping so much. So much so that I decided to get on them myself, and I'm doing my own integrative health. And I am seeing results in myself that I never thought I would see. Clicking in my knees that has disappeared, you know, I was in a car accident and I have a lot of joint pain, and that's slowly fading away in the background. It's not in the forefront of my mind anymore. So I'm believing, and as I'm believing, I'm talking to more people, and these people are starting to say, well, if you're getting results, maybe I should think about it and I should try. So so much so that I actually put my dog on the possum because he had some joint issues. And I took him to the groomer and didn't say anything. And she's like, what's up with Tucker? He's like the chillest dog right now. And he's not all over the place. And I'm like, funny. I said, I put my dog on some hemp oil. And she's like, well, it's making a difference. And literally 2 weeks later, I took him to the vet for his annual checkup. And the guy was like, I don't know, this dog looks to be in great shape, and I was thrilled. I didn't tell him what I was doing, but it's just, it's the products. They're really making me believe, and being given the opportunity to go to Cancun with my sister Randy really set me up to understand the workings behind how fabulous Evolve has been for so many other people. And now for me, that I am on board 100%, and I am doing whatever I can to share this with as many people as I know through the stories. So I hope that I can inspire somebody tonight on the phone call the way people in Cancun inspired me with all of their stories, because it is really fabulous. I'm very happy.
Well, thank you, Melissa and Randy and Marcy, for sharing. That was just moving. I caught the emotion in your voice, Missy, and so happy that this is all helping you guys and your family.
Oh,
Craig,
God.
I'm going to turn it over for you for closing out the call.
Excellent. Well, hey, what a powerful call. We talked about this call being about belief, and if you're in that connection, the way that Kathy spoke around your belief at a higher level in every one of those categories, you become, you know, just almost kind of attractive, this magnet to people wanting to know more. And if your belief didn't get raised on the quality of what our products are and what our social business is about and the impact we're having in people's lives, you may want to re-listen to this call again, because it was powerful. And the big thing is, take what you heard tonight and apply it. You know, set the goal and do your 2020 pop blitz. Doing 20 sharing the plan or sharing the pops, STP, with 20 people within the next 20 days, to 20 different people, and what it's going to do, it's going to create velocity in your business. You're going to create activity. You're going to have some people who are going to become customers. Some people are going to, you know, just say thank you very much, and you're going to have some people are going to join you and want to be part of that same business. But it's all about creating some of that activity in that short period of time, and you're going to win all the rewards and activities and all the incentives the company has associated with it. So if you need to know more information, reach out to your upline. They can give you the details, or go to thelibrary.evolvehealth.com. But make the decision. Apply that. Start talking to people, because that's how you change lives. That's how you'll change your own life. So, Kathy, great job with you and your team. We can't wait for an amazing week. Next Monday, we're going to be doing this again, each Monday night. So you want to put this in your calendar at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. And we can't wait to have everybody on the call next week. But next week, be on the call with one of your new social business partners, have somebody join the call with you, and let's share hope, guys. We got something super important in front of us. We know we're changing lives, but it'll only happen if we talk to people each and every day. So have a bag of the pops with you. It's a great conversation starter. Put a pop in somebody's hand every day, maybe two or three every single day. You're going to be amazed with how fast your business starts to grow. So have a great week, everybody. Can't wait to see you on the Hope Highway. Take care. Bye-bye.